USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another day of arguments in President Trump's Senate impeachment trial set to begin on Wednesday. It comes after a marathon session on Tuesday that ran well past midnight into the wee hours of Wednesday morning. President Trump on the impeachment trial in Davos, Switzerland, and one of the impeachment managers, Democratic Congressman from New York, Jerry Nadler.
It's a disgrace. They talked about their tremendous case, and it's all done, their tremendous case. They had no case. Gerald Nadler, I've known him a long time. He's a sleazebag. Everybody knows that. It's horrible for our country. Our country has to get back to business.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg leaped to fourth place nationally among Democratic primary voters in a fresh poll after swamping competitors with advertising on TV and social media. Leading that poll is former Vice President Joe Biden with 29%. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Attorney General William Barr is unveiling a new presidential commission on law enforcement. Barr says the new commission is meant to address problems plaguing law enforcement, including advances in technology and social issues like homelessness, drug addiction, and mental illness. The former CEO of the Grammys is facing a discrimination complaint. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Deborah Dugan filing an explosive sexual harassment and discrimination complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission against the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences after she was recently placed on administrative leave amid allegations of workplace bullying. She claims she was sexually harassed by the general counsel to the academy and put on administrative leave for raising numerous concerns about goings-on at the Grammys. For instance, she says the academy's board manipulates the Grammy nomination process. Her dismissal became public last week, 10 days before this year's Grammy Awards telecast, which is coming up this Sunday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A little bit more in depth on one of our top stories as the Senate trial against President Trump continues on Wednesday. What's going on inside the Senate chambers? Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, says most senators are paying attention to the proceedings.
Well, some senators are listening. Some senators are reading the briefs. I didn't see any senator who was not focused directly or indirectly on the proceedings. We may have some more motions today. I understand that Senator Schumer is going to try to disqualify the president's counsel, Pat Cipollone.
Why?
He says that he is a fact witness and has a conflict.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido traveled to Colombia on Sunday, defying a court-imposed travel ban to meet with U.S. officials. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reiterated U.S. support of Venezuela's opposition leader and interim president Juan Guaido in his fight against embattled Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro. During a press conference in Bogota, Colombia, Pompeo lavished praise on Guaido, calling him a great leader who will bring democracy to the socialist South American nation. He also emphasized that nearly 60 countries have recognized Guaido as the interim leader of Venezuela.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.